that God loved us in an unconditional, unwavering, unceasing manner. And today we're going to talk about loving God with all. Now, one of my farmers at my first church, when I asked him, you know, we were having this discussion, and he says, "Well, preacher, I know what all is." I said, "Well, tell me, Ren, what's all?" He said, "All is all, and that's all that all is." Okay. Well, you know, in elementary school we learned you don't use the word in its own definition, but in rural North Carolina, that was exactly correct. Basically, everything. And I like in the Common English Bible that it says being instead of soul. So we had this kind of magnanimous misunderstanding of what the Greek and Hebrew understanding of a soul is. We think the soul is some kind of ethereal presence inside of us. But when we understand what the Hebrews think, when Jesus is quoting the scripture, he understands the soul to mean your very being. It says intentionally heart, soul, mind, heart, being, mind. So it's your heart, what you feel. So you got to give your emotions over to God. If you are ruled by your emotions, then you are giving sway to something that is not God. You're putting your emotions in the place of God. Your being is who you are. It's who the essence of your personality is. It's that kind of, whether you're one of those people like me who nobody wants to talk to me, BC, that stands for before coffee, right? Or you're one of those, you're a morning person, or you're a night person, or you're awesome in the middle of the day, or maybe you're terrific while you're asleep, whatever. Whatever your being is, you have to love God with all of that, all of the essence of who you are, and then your mind, what you think. See, we as people, as humans who have that kind of